Father, it must give you great joy when you see children of light in the midst of darkness all around worshiping you. What a statement. What a declaration in the spiritual realm. Thank you for the air you've given us in our lungs to worship you. Thank you for how you sustain our bodies so that our bodies can be this incredible living sacrifice that just offers you praise and glory. Thank you for that, Father. Jesus, thank you for what you have done in paying the price for us to be redeemed, for us to come into this incredible kingdom of God. We want to thank you for the gift of Holy Spirit, empowering us, inspiring us, teaching us, guiding us. What a helper you are, Holy Spirit. So, Father, we want to just bless you. We truly can just speak well about you. We don't have the words, but we can just try and we just speak well through Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Good. Good morning, guys. Good morning. We're going to look at some scriptures again this morning. And as I shared a bit earlier on, we're busy with the theme of the birth of Christ, and it's Christ being the light to the world and the reality of what he has done and brought us into being light in him, and the continuous powerful work of his light in and through us, what it's busy doing. And when we stop and think about it, we will see, wow, I can recognize when someone just did some good deed in my life when I was in a dark place, and how suddenly the kingdom of God manifested and my mind became clear and things like that. So we don't realize just what's taking place as children of light and the impact that we have wherever we go. And God wants to encourage us and help us just to be established a little bit more in the truth of us being light in him. In Luke chapter 2, when Jesus is born, and it comes to the time now where there's the law that he has to be dedicated. He's the firstborn, and so he's taken to the temple. And we see here in Luke chapter 2, when he comes to the temple, let's read from verse 23, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now, there was this man in Jerusalem, Simeon, who was righteous and devout, and he was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. And when the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles, and for the glory to your people, Israel. So right from the very beginning, the revelation of Christ being a light, a revelation, and you'll notice there, whenever light is being mentioned, it's always connected to revelation, because light reveals. And as we looked at last Sunday, Christ is revealing, he's the light of the world. He's revealing the revelation of God the Father. He's revealing truth. He's revealing righteousness. He's really revealing goodness. He's revealing everything concerning God the Father. And he's making it known to us. So we've been spending a little bit of time in that. And this This is fulfillment of the prophecies of those who are writing down, like Isaiah 9 verse 20, concerning a light coming into the world to shine amongst the Gentiles. It fulfills the prophecy of Isaiah 40 verse 5, 42 verse 6, 49 verse 6, 51 verse 14, 60 verse 1 to 3, arise and shine for your light has come. And so this is the fulfillment. Christ is the fulfillment to all those prophecies. So in John, for instance, in John chapter 8, in verse 12, when Jesus is speaking to the Pharisees and all the people and he says, I am the light of the world, they knew exactly that what the prophecies were. And some believed and some did not believe. And they, now how can you say you're the light? How can you say that you are the Messiah kind of thing? Those who believe entered into the light of revelation and they would not stumble. Those who rejected, hardened their hearts, they kept on stumbling in the darkness. And so Jesus often would speak about him being the light because he's declaring that I've fulfilled what was promised by God through the prophets many, many years ago. In John chapter 1, again, that we looked at last Sunday, I'll just quickly just read that, where John is writing, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life. And we're going to look at that a bit further down, maybe Christmas, closer to Christmas Day or whatever. But yeah, we see that life is in Christ Jesus. And that's why all creation is created through him, by him and for him. He releases the life. Now, this life in Christ Jesus, it says over here, in him was life, and that life, it's the life of Christ which is the light to all mankind. And we'll explain that as we carry on in this series. But here we see something profound, that the light carries the life of Christ. We as children of light, as we operate and we live as children of light, it's the life of Jesus Christ that's manifesting. This is why it is so powerful. This is why it's so important for you and I to be established in the fact that we are children of light, so that there's a connection by faith. This is who we are. It's our identity. It's who we are as born-again believers. And I know that as I do what the good works that God has redeemed me to do, the life of God is being released, is being manifested. This is why it overcomes the darkness. Very, very important to understand the reality. And so God wants us to become aware of the spiritual realm. There's darkness and there's light. And for us to know that we are children of light, and as we respond, living as children of light, the impact that we are actually having all around us in the realm of darkness. And so here we see that concerning in him was life, and that light was the light of man. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it or has not overcome it. And we see the true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world, concerning our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, back to Ephesians chapter 5, where we'll spend a bit of time this morning. It's a portion that we've been looking at. But let's just go to chapter 4, just to understand a little bit more of what Paul is busy writing in chapter 5. In Ephesians 4 and verse 17, Paul is addressing the reality of us being children of light and living as children of light. So I tell you this, that insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do. In the futility of their thinking, they are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity with a continual lust for more. So we notice here, first of all, that as Paul is addressing the condition, and we, most of us can recognize because we were in the same condition, we were living in darkness and our minds were darkened. We did not have the understanding of truth yet. And so we live to gratify our old self-centered nature, whatever that may be. It ruled us. We had no authority of that. Obviously it is yes, and we just obeyed and we did whatever the desires of the flesh were speaking and addressing us at that particular time. We understand in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 concerning the minds of people in the darkness, because we need to understand the power of the gospel, because it's a power of the gospel. The gospel is the power of God for salvation. So we need to understand we're in the spiritual realm, there's darkness, the people are blinded by Satan, they're under the control of Satan, they're ruled by a power of sin. That's the reality of that. We've been taken out, we've been redeemed out of the dominion of darkness, we've been brought into the kingdom of light, in the kingdom of His Son that He loves through the blood of Jesus Christ. So we are in the kingdom of light, we are children of light because we are in the light. Okay. So now we've got to realize that we are light and He's given us the gospel. The gospel carries this incredible revelation of Christ Jesus, of God the Father. And so we need to understand that this incredible gospel is very powerful in dealing with the darkness that has captured the mind of the unbeliever. You and I experienced that moment when truth came and we were born again. The power of a spoken word, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so here we have 2 Corinthians 4, that passage there where, and even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God has said, let light shine out of darkness, made His light shine in our hearts, to give us the light of the knowledge, very powerful, of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. And we've just read there that that people living in the dark, their mind is still blinded, they're not able to comprehend truth. And we will notice that as we look at the manifestation of light, it consists of all truth. So you notice how powerful truth is and what it does as you communicate truth, as we live out truth. It's very, very powerful. And so God is busy calling the family of God out of compromising in participating with darkness and calling the body of Christ out. Purity and holiness is a big theme of the Holy Spirit, as we are children of light. So the Holy Spirit is powerfully working within all of us in exposing the things that are not in line with who we are as children of light. And there's a power of the Holy Spirit to enable us. There's a grace that comes through righteousness that empowers us to have the victory over these areas. Because He's calling us to shine. Because remember, the Church of Jesus Christ is the pillar and foundation of truth. And truth is a revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the truth. He reveals the Father to us. The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Truth. And this is why we are surrendered to the Holy Spirit. We listen to the Holy Spirit. We respond to the Holy Spirit in obedience all the time. Knowing all the time that something is bigger taking place. The light of Christ within us, the more revelation He's giving us, is shining brighter and brighter, and it's having a greater impact in the communities that God has placed us. It's powerful when we just realize that this is who we are in Christ Jesus. Powerful. So that's why it's easy for, as a habit, for us as believers to focus on darkness and see the darkness, forgetting that light is greater than darkness. He wants us to focus on who we are as children of light and the powerful work of light, so that as we see darkness, now we can respond, how will light, how does the kingdom manifest in this darkness? That's the good works that we're speaking about, the actions that we're speaking about now. How do we respond in this and overcome the darkness instead of darkness overcoming us? Because that's contradicting who we are as children of light. See, that's confusion now. We mustn't be confused. We are children of God. We are children of light. And so it's preparing our mind for action. It's renewing the way we are thinking concerning situations all around us. And it's like the church, the body of Christ, this ecclesia, this kingdom of priests and kings, rising up and realizing, but God, you have done something. You have spoken that your light is greater than the darkness. And we now be responding as kingdom people to whatever God has called us to do, and that's how the Spirit will reveal more and more as we carry on. So, in Ephesians chapter, still in chapter 4, Paul then carries on and he just begins to describe the lifestyle of darkness and then the lifestyle of righteousness of the light. And he says there, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ God forgave you. Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God. Now, but among you there must not be any hint of sexual immorality or any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people, light. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving, for of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a man is an adulterer, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partakers of them. So now he's been sharing, this is the characteristic, this is the behavior of all of us that are not born again. All of us that are still in the darkness. All of us have still got that power of sin operating. Sin is dark, sin is evil. And so he's sharing, this is just the lifestyle. And we can identify with that. And then he carries on and says, but now you, because you are children of light, you cannot share with them in this activity. This is not your place. You are light and you are called to expose darkness, not to be overcome and allow darkness to rule. And this is where the word, the holiness that we've been speaking about now, this is where the separation comes. This is where we know that we are citizens of a kingdom. That's who we are. The kingdom of light, the kingdom of God. We are citizens. And so he says, let no one deceive you with empty words. And that's profound, because let this take in a church circle. In Romans chapter 6, Paul is busy now addressing an argument, because people were saying, oh, I can sin, because grace can abound even more. And Paul is dealing with it. No, how can you say that? Grace empowers you not to sin. How can you just go carry on sinning? You see, and so there can be empty words, hyper grace kind of thing. Oh, you can just carry on there because God loves you, etc. Don't be deceived by empty words like that, because they do not carry, they're not light, and they're not releasing the life of Jesus Christ who paid the price for us to have a new nature. So that's why we listen to any kind of teachings right this time. Be very careful. See if you can recognize that we can recognize the very light of revelation of Christ Jesus and the life that comes by the Holy Spirit. Then we start to realize, okay, God is speaking. And that's how you recognize a religious truth and a Holy Spirit-inspired truth in our lives. And then we carry on, and he says over here, therefore do not be partners with them, for this is the reason, for you were once darkness, and now you are light in the Lord. And it's fascinating because notice we are light in him. So he is the source of the light in us. It's his life that we have received by the Holy Spirit. And it's his life that is the light to the world. It's his life that is the light that shines within us and keeps us on a road that is, we don't stumble in darkness, enables us to see and think differently and behave differently. And then he goes on and he says over here, for you were once darkness, but you are now light. Live as children of light. And now verse 9, I want to just stop on this verse 9 this morning. For the fruit of light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness. That's powerful, because what are the fruitless deeds of darkness? Well, we see there that the fruitless deeds of darkness, you have no inheritance in the kingdom. The fruitless deeds of darkness brings about the wrath of God. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds. There's no life in it. But rather, have everything to do with the fruit of light. And he says over here that for the fruit of light consists of all. And it's fascinating. It's not just some goodness, it's all. Because it's a revelation of God. And this is how we grow. Because none of us will be able to reveal all the goodness of God. But we grow from glory to glory as we spend time and as the Holy Spirit shares with us. But it's amazing that Paul is busy writing and he says the evidence, the fruit of this incredible light within us, with the Holy Spirit, with Christ within us, and the manifestation, the life of Christ within us, is that it's his goodness that you and I implement. And it's those good deeds, whatever that may be. It's a good life, it's a good deeds, it's a good thoughts, it's a good actions, everything contained in goodness. And it's such a big scope. Everything over there is a revelation of the goodness of God. That's why it rains on the good and the evil. How many of you, I can share many, many stories, and I think all of you can identify with these things. When you know that there's wickedness that is conspiring against you or something like that. And you're in this place and there's all this coming around over there, and someone will respond with the goodness of God in a way that overcomes the plan of the enemy in your life. Many, many times. You take education. You know, many, many times, simple practical education where the broken systems and no money for education, but so darkness is trying to prevent that person from operating in their calling and their gifting and their talents, and someone will respond in the goodness and help out in the fees and release that darkness so that person can prosper and grow. Very practical. The goodness of God. It's a powerful truth. This power of light in goodness that destroys poverty, that destroys a lot of just messed up situations in life because of sin and darkness. Many, many times, if you just stop and you think of how somebody, even if it was a word of goodness, came and just set you free. And this is what you and I do all the time. We're growing in it all the time. And this is why we're careful with our words. We're careful of our actions. Because goodness overcomes that incredible darkness. And that's why Paul writes there, don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with goodness. Because there's power, it's life. God's life in the action of those good deeds. We were not saved by good works, but we are saved for good works, Ephesians 2, verse 10. And it's those good works that are coming out of Christ, because we are yielded to Him, that carries the very life of God and overcomes the darkness. And so we started to think how, in the practical way, the body of Christ, we're in a town. What are the good deeds? What is your goodness in us? What do you want it to do through us that's going to overcome so much damage in people's lives? There's drug addiction, there's poverty, there's brokenness, there's sexual immorality, there's just brokenness. Children's lives are messed up. Some children are too scared. They like the weekends, because when the weekends come, the parents are drunk and they get beaten up and there's fights and arguments, etc. God, we are light in a town. Your goodness that overcomes this darkness. Can you see, we've got to prepare our minds for action now. We've got to understand we're moving into the establishment, the advancement of the kingdom of God. So it's not just passive Christianity. There's a reality that this light, who we are, if I'm not living light, I'm not living. I'm just existing. I've got to learn how to live light in all goodness, in all righteousness, in all truth. Then be living as children of light. And that's a fulfilled life. Otherwise, it's not a fulfilled life at all. And we carry on and we see here in all goodness and righteousness. Remember, Christ is the only one that did exactly right in the eyes of His Father. We are light in Him. And this is why the incredible reality of you and I receiving the incredible gift of Christ's righteousness, that's the grace of God. And this is why, what do we read there in Romans 6, that now Romans 5, that grace reigns through this gift of righteousness, as God's empowerment helping us. And this is why you and I, because we are light in Christ Jesus, and we've received by pure faith, nothing added on, with a simple faith. God spoke, we believed, God gave us the righteousness of Christ, and His grace reigns through this righteousness, and it enables us to be able to experience what Romans 8 says, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. There's a new operating, powerful law within us, the Holy Spirit of life, enabling us to live a righteous life. Now we can make decisions that are right in the eyes of God. Because there's a power of God operating, and that power of sin is broken. We're no longer slaves to that old sinful nature. So it's we are the only people, the body of Christ, we are the only people that's able to live and reveal as light the righteousness of Christ Jesus through our lives. The unsaved can't do it. Only us. And so when the scriptures speak about raising a standard of righteousness, it's us, the family of God worldwide. And the Holy Spirit is working in the family of God, because we over a period of time we got a little bit lost in all kinds of just compromising with the world and just satisfying the human nature, and there's not Christ in us. And being rooted and established in Jesus. So he carries on and he says, and in all truth. So it's all goodness, all righteousness, and all truth. And all of this, it's a lifestyle. So it's not just knowing truth, we're living out truth. Remember what Jesus says, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, you will bear much fruit. That fruit is the fruit of light that we are bearing. Amazing. So, we are having an impact wherever we may be. We may not realize it. But anything the Holy Spirit inspires you, it might just be hugging someone. It might just be saying some truth words in love. It may just be some form of kind act, whatever it may be. We are in Him, and you know it's His life. You know it's Him guiding us. And you know as you respond, you and I respond to that, we know that now revelation of the goodness of God, of the right way of doing things is being released, of truth is being released. And all of this carries the very life of God Himself touching their lives. That's how people get born again. That's how people get victory over darkness. And this is why there's always been a conflict when it comes to a true spirit-filled family of God and a religious order. Because a religious order can be so condemning and so death spoken over there. And those words, it could be the word of God, but the words don't carry the life of God. But this is why, as children of God, as the Holy Spirit shares truth, it's revelation again. Remember, Christ came, I've seen the revelation, the light is a revelation. And here, as we get revelation from the Holy Spirit and we respond, and we begin to apply that powerful light. God spoke earlier this morning with one of the intercessors. And that song that we sang, God Speaks, Galaxies Come, etc. And it was just, God has spoken. And because He has spoken, life has been released. He has spoken over our town, He has spoken over our nation, He has spoken over our lives. So don't look at the politicians and get hopeless. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, here's a solution. We light. Look at one another and say, wow, we're pretty awesome in Christ Jesus. We're in Him and He is awesome. We are light. So we have solutions to overcome the darkness in one way or the other. So we're asking the Holy Spirit, you know, that's why you see there in verse 10, now get to know what the will of God is. After verse 9, children of light. Now get to know what the will of God is. Yes, we're children of light, God. Now what is your will? How do we practically apply this in our day-to-day lives? So today you might go home. And your spouse may want to have an argument with you. How are we going to respond? Light or darkness? You see, we can respond in darkness, or we can respond as light that overcomes the argument. The situation you've just entered into, in the work environment. We can respond in a certain way, or we can respond as children of light, knowing that God has a plan for our lives, etc., so that darkness doesn't take hold of our thoughts and take us into depression, because we are applying the truth and the goodness of God, knowing that it enables us to be able to have the victory, no matter the storms. How do we apply it practically? Someone might be gossiping about us. We can gossip back, we can skinner about them, we can tell everybody, oh, someone's gossiping about us. Well, we can know. We're not going to participate with darkness. We light. Oh, God, thank you. You spoke truth. Bless your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. See, it's light overcoming darkness. It's how we respond all the time. And so it's going to be very practical in our day-to-day living of just recognizing times when you know this is part of darkness, whether it's your own response or something that you see, and you're going to stop and you start to ask yourself, now, as a child of light, that's who I am. How will light manifest over here? And so it becomes very, very practical. And the more we practice on these small things, the greater effect we start having as God gives us more authority and opportunities in the bigger things. So, the kingdom of God reigns within us. Light is within us. Remember in the army, in the police, when you injured yourself, they say you're light duty. We are on light duty, but as army of God, fully equipped. So Father, thank you this morning for, again, just sharing with us who we are in your Son Jesus. Lord, we want this to be so established within us that we can recognize that we are light, we're living amongst darkness, but we are not dark, we are light. That's going to help us in our decision making, it's going to help us in our actions, it's going to help us in the way we speak. It's going to help us in just getting direction in many, many areas of our life, of how we live. Because Father, we have a deep desire to see your incredible light manifest through our lives. We want to see the fruit of this light. And we thank you that many, many times you give us the evidence of the fruit of light. As we look back and we see, wow, God, this is what you did. This could have happened, but this is what took place. And we thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, as you bring to our remembrance of the victories, as you encourage us to continually just do the good works that God has called us to do, to continually walk in a lifestyle empowered by you, Holy Spirit, that is right in the eyes of God, to continually living in truth and living out truth and thinking truth and speaking truth. And we thank you. Thank you for this. And this we receive through you, Jesus, as we celebrate again you coming into this world. We celebrate your incredible death and resurrection, how you took us out of darkness. We celebrate the power of your goodness, of your righteousness, of your truth in our lives. And we want to say thank you, Jesus. So as we eat and drink together with you as a family, Lord, our heart just flows with thankfulness towards you. And we want to just say we love you, Jesus. Thank you for what you've done for us. Thank you that we are light in you. And now, Lord Jesus, as you taught us to pray, Father, your kingdom come, your will be done here on earth. In other words, let your light shine on this earth so that your life can manifest here on earth as it is in heaven. We want your life, Father, to be so tangible in the lives of the people of our towns, of our families, and of our nations. Through you, Jesus, and we thank you. Amen.